What was that? Shout out! What was that? Who are we? Welcome along to 30-something Gamers Season 2, Episode 16. And I'm just going to let you know, Boxy, I've done something lovely for you. As always, I'm just a given person.
Right, I'm intrigued and kind of terrified at the same time.
Well, you know the week before when you said, me Richard O'Brien sounded like Smeagol.
Yeah.
And then you know last week when I did Smeagol and you said it sounded like Yoda.
And Richard O'Brien.
Well, I've done you a Yoda review plea today.
Oh, dear. So it's just going to be like a repeat of last week then?
No, my Yoda is very good. It's much better than me Smeagol.
Talk a big game.
It is. Welcome along, 30-something Gamers again. Thank you very much for listening in. If you haven't already, please drop us a review, and I'm going to beg for that review like a little bitch now. But, like, I'm a little bitch who is Yoda. Yes, I'm going to give you a review, please, in the style of Yoda. And as well as give us a review, drop us a follow on Instagram and on the YouTube. And, I have to call it the YouTube again, I'm so old. On YouTube and TikTok, 30-something Gamers, 3 other number. We'll see yous all there. Are you ready for a bit of... Are you going to feel like the force is rushing through your Boxy? Are you ready for that?
Yep.
Are your midi-chlorians tingling?
Bring it on. My lightsaber's up and it's glowing.
Yeah. Listen. Oh, so I've fucked it up already. Wait a minute. Listen, you must. 30-something Gamers, yes. A fine podcast it is. Full of wisdom, laughter, arguments about old games. Nostalgia's strong in this one, yes. But sad I am. Stars, they have not enough. Reviews, too few. Without them, grow the podcast cannot. 5 stars you will give, Helps it rise in the charts. It does. Brings balance to the algorithm. Do or do not. There is no maybe later. Review now, you must. The Force will thank you. And so will the gamers. So, I've got a good Yoda, haven't I?
Best Fozzie Bear I've ever heard. It generally sounds like you were hanging on by a thread there. The northern accent was just trying to break out so many points in there.
And that northern, it just wants to be out. It's like mince seeping out of a freshly baked Gelder's pie. I think that's a Sunderland brand that doesn't exist anymore. That is the most niche reference ever. An old pie shop in Sunderland that has closed down. Anyone who gets that in the comments or knows what it is, it'll be our only listener. It will be my mum. So, hi, mum.
We had a Chinese restaurant in Dudley called I Walk Here.
Dudley, I Walk Here.
Dudley. Congratulations, I suppose. Can we just knock this fucking review thing on the head?
I try so hard with this, Boxy.
Yeah, I understand, but it's not bringing much value back, is it?
Oh, well, you don't have to do anything for them.
No, I mean, I could do if you wanted me to, but that we did that once and it didn't go very well.
I think... Well, do you know what annoyed us? I'm pretty sure we got more reviews that week when you just basically called all of our audience dickheads for 30 seconds, called them wankers, shitheads, and we got more reviews than when I embody the soul of famous movie and video game stars, and you just don't care.
No, I do care.
Let's move on. What have you been playing? Come on, not bothered.
Touchy. Mm. Okay, I have been getting into my literature side with a recommendation from one of your community, Little Vix. Shout out. Thank you for joining my...
What the fuck was that? What was that? Shout out! What was that? Who are we?
I'm giving a shout out to one of your community.
It's not the fact you're giving a shout out. It's the fact you're going, oh yeah... All you had to say was a recommendation from one of your community, Little Vic. You didn't have to go, shout out! Like you're a prepubescent girl at a Taylor Swift concert.
You wish. No.
Why do...
Yeah. No, I'm excited because I'm shouting out one of your communities, and you should be fucking excited about it because I'm saying it's someone from your
Oh,
community,
she's a
which is
pain in the
essentially a
arse, man.
cult.
She's a pain in the arse.
No, she's, you know, she gave me a good recommendation,
I
so
call her Hot
she's.
Pot because she's from Lancashire.
I've noticed that most of the people in your community and the people I speak to are northern.
No.
Where
I
the.
tell you what it is. My community, we have north-south divide. We're all quite aggressive towards the Scottish and Welsh in the community. And we have my main man Fabio, who is the Portugueser. He's from Portugal. We have two
Okay.
Portuguese. Well, we don't. I got really happy with myself on stream because every time Fabio goes and I go Portugueser, and now there's someone else in the community called Claudia. Hello, Claudia, who is from Portugal as well. And I went to call her the Portugueser, and I was like, I can't call her the Portugueser, so I called her. And in my head, like on stream, you could see the smile come as I thought, this is one of the cleverest things I've ever thought of, and I called her a Portugal.
Yeah, I'm sure you're the first person who's ever come up with that.
All right, come on then. What did Hot Pot give you?
Is that what you call her?
Yeah, because she's from Lancashire, Lancashire Hot Pot.
Clever.
And if she's pissing
So
us off, I call her Yorkshire.
she recommended Vampire, which is
Why?
spelt wrong.
I know. Why did you get into your literature, though? What's that got to do with literature?
Because it's very well written. It's a lot like it's a bit like The Witcher. In how it's.
No, it's not based on a book, is it, at all?
No.
So then it's nothing to do with literature?
No, well, no, it's a story-based game.
I have got a 2-2 in English literature, and I must use it in all aspects of my life, even if it's a lie.
A third, mate. I didn't
Oh,
get a two
sorry.
to
Sorry for bigging you up
two.
there with the Desmond.
You're giving me too much credit there. No, it's a story-based game, and it's very much in the similar vein of The Witcher, where you meet various characters. I mean, plot-wise, you've just turned into a vampire. That's the start of the game, and you're trying to figure out why that's happened, and trying to find your place in skanky London, where you either drink blood to get really powerful, or just leave people alone and be weak and. Just mumble about, and you're a doctor. Your character's a doctor,
Is it
and you have to
set in
try and
like
help people.
medieval,
It's like early
Victorian?
London. It's like 1910 London.
All right, okay, so like late Victorian era.
But the guy looks very millennial. He's got like a fade, and he's very well dressed, and he's got the skinny trousers on and everything. So
Vampires have always been ahead of the curve.
they have. They're very good looking. But yeah, I'm enjoying it. The combat is fucking shit. That's the only thing I can really say negatively about it. I think it's an absolute hindrance to the game, to be quite honest, because it's kind of doing this Souls thing, but you're not a very powerful character. You don't feel like you're a vampire in any sense because you take about 2% of people's health bars. And I'm not feeling that. But it's kind of got this interesting morality system where. You get to know all the townspeople in London, and then you decide whether you want to kill them or whether you want to save them. But if you kill them, then you get really powerful. But if you spare them, then you get a better ending. I'm assuming. I'm not that far into it yet. But yeah, it's not as well written as The Witcher, but it's doing interesting things. And it's kind of got that double A kind of jank to it. So. Nice idea with a lot going for it, just kind of not cracking the execution 100%, but we'll give it a go and see how it ends up.
I have had it in my backlog for a while because I'm pretty sure it was a PSN Plus game a while ago. And
Yeah.
I've always thought about dipping into it and stuff, but just again, time just never got into it. So,
No,
but
it's interesting.
it's all
It's
right.
like, because at the start of the game, there's like a warning thing which says, although this game explores medical practices in the early 1900s or something like that, we say to people to please not replicate any of them.
Well, you know,
So.
it is. Some people are stupid enough to need that. And I remember this stream. You did a stream, and I remember Vicky suggesting that game to you because I suggested lots of games. You didn't play any of them.
Yeah, but I've got Flipping Vampire, so that's why I played it. It's just been on my shelf for a long
Oh,
time. You
tight.
recommend games I haven't got.
Tight.
But I told the wife that I wanted Expedition
for Christmas
47 or whatever it's called.
33.
So that might appear.
I'm
going
to, you know what it is. I am so excited for you to play with it and to be able to talk about it. Honestly, when you've played it, I think we could dedicate an episode to it. The main feature would be just us talking about that game.
We could. That could be season 3, because we're already workshopping ideas around season 3, aren't we?
We are indeed. Because he's still... He's all nasty to his listeners, but he likes us, really. He knows he's still going to be here for a season 3, don't you? He's not contractually obliged or anything.
You know what? With the video that I put out, which people broke into my arsehole and tore me apart, people were like, is this satire? Is this a character? And it made me feel very self-conscious. Be like, no, it's just me.
Don't believe what he's saying. It's clearly a ridiculous fucking comical personality. No one could be this much of a cunt in real life.
Yeah.
Do you know what we should do? It's probably too far beyond us. I don't think we'd do a season of it. But every now and again, we should bring out a satirical episode like Brass Eye. Can you remember Brass Eye?
Yeah.
And be like a documentary on games, but we're really serious about it and see how many people we can hook, line and sinker with it.
Yeah.
I reckon it would be a fair few.
Yeah, just say like, oh, Ride to Hell is the greatest video game of all time or something like that.
But really, go into it. Yeah. Right. Have you been playing anything else, or is it Vampire been taking up your time the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, that's kind of been it, really. Although I have requested... Expedition 33 is one of them. There's a game called... Do you remember the Shinobi series? I think it was on Mega Drive.
Yeah, I've got Revenge of Shinobi. It was Shadow Dancer as well. It went on the PS2. There's a couple of expensive... He had a big, long red scarf on the PS2 for some reason, which I thought was very anti-I am the Night Ninja, because it's a bright red fucking scarf.
So there is a new one. There's a Shinobi Art of Vengeance, which is out on PS5, and that's got very, very good reviews. Metroidvania, very similar to The Messenger, it looks like. So I've asked for that. And I have also asked for Silent Hill.
Yeah. Have you looked at any media about Silent Hill?
I have, and it ranges from exceptionally good to incredibly shit. So I don't really know what to expect, really. Apparently there's a huge emphasis on combat, and that sours my piss because Silent Hill's never... I don't think Silent Hill's about combat, personally.
No, even like, as a new entrant to the Silent Hill world, just finished Silent Hill 3, the combat has nothing to do with it. There is combat there, but most of the time I'm trying to avoid them because it's that hard to actually make the combat work. But that works in the game's favour because you're supposed to be weak, you're supposed to be helpless, you're supposed to be getting hunted down. Like, I always feel sometimes in Resident Evil games, especially by the end when you complete it a couple of times, you just feel overpowered and it loses all... loses all challenge, loses all that atmosphere. I think Silent Hill is built on that atmosphere, so it really wouldn't work. Well, that was
my only gripe with the Silent Hill 2 remake. It's just like, because of the over the shoulder perspective, you feel like you have to do the combat, whereas in the old ones you could just kind of walk past people and it not be a problem.
Yeah.
Is it
Shadow of Yotai? Is that one exciting you? Ghost of Yotai,
Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah, the follow-up to that.
Here we go. I haven't played Ghost of Tsushima.
Oh.
I've got it, but I haven't played it.
Beautiful. Have you got the PS5 or the PS4 version of it?
I've got the PS4, but isn't there like a PS5 upgrade with it?
Like, automatically, if you put it in. Not. I don't know the point, because I played it originally when it first came out, and I've not played it since, so I don't know whether you get the automatic upgrade. It is a beautiful game. The story is, I think, for the genre, very by the numbers, but the beauty and the way it's put forward, I think, it sort of helps to push that and helps to make that more palatable. So I would definitely recommend playing that one. I'm thinking of playing the second one.
Yeah, I need to get through that one first, the original one.
For me, it was a COVID game, and I had a projector, and we had it in the living room on a full size of the wall, and it just reminds me of that time, like not having to leave the house and just full screen. Like COVID wasn't that bad. Just got to play video games all the time.
Yeah, Witcher 3 was my COVID game. I played it before COVID, and then I didn't even complete it. I think I got a few hours into it and I thought, oh, something more interesting came along. So I dropped it. And then when COVID hit, I was like, fuck it. Let's try and complete this game and put as much time into it as I possibly can to see what everyone is gushing over. And I really enjoyed it. So
good to hear. Good to hear.
Job well done. Anywho, let's not continue talking about what I'm playing. Let's hear what you don't know. You ready?
I'm ready. I'm strapped in and strapped on.
Da, 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 da. How am I supposed to know that?
I thought you changed it to saying that I do know.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Da, 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 da. I think I know that.
It's now, more Yorkshire, that phrase, for some reason. You get it even more Yorkshire.
There's Katie on TikTok. Who's a great creator, and she always says that you sound more like me than Tom. I think she's from Yorkshire.
Yeah,
anyway, so last week we did quite a niche kind of area of trivia, but I figured that the whole general trivia could be a nice little thing to do every now and then. So I have just got you 5 general questions about random trivia to see if you get them.
And are you going to preface this round like you did the last general knowledge of, you will not get any of these? Have you tried to do us over?
You will definitely get... I don't know. You might surprise me. Because I said that last time and you kind of smashed it. So yeah. I'm not going to jump ahead too much. Fall. I think some of these you won't get. But okay. Before... Mate, I've had too much wine. I'm jumping way too ahead. I haven't even introduced it properly. So this is trivia. This is my favourite part of the podcast, where we find out whether Tom is a true gamer or whether he's one of these posers who thinks that shattered dimensions is what happens when you drop your protractor. Anyway, that's a good one, isn't it?
No, it would be angles, wouldn't it, for a protractor?
But there's dimensions on a protractor. Well, I originally thought when you drop your ruler, but
there's
I thought
no dimensions on a ruler. The dimensions is length, breadth, and height.
Okay, who thinks it's shattered?
You should have just forgot this one. You were going well with it. Maybe it was God saying, just leave this one. I had a little thought there. Do you think we are that far into episodes at the minute where there were people screaming at their device that they're listening on saying, he hasn't done the little thing where he says, Tom's thick as out? You're trying to think of one, aren't you now? You're not listening to me at all. Have you thought of one?
Yeah.
Go on.
So this is trivia. This is the part of the podcast where we find out whether Tom is a true gamer or whether he's one of these posers who thinks that Expedition 33 is what the Boy Scouts in Sunderland call a trip to the rubbish dump. Anyway, we are just going to go with normal trivia.
That was good for on the spot. I'll give you that.
We're going to go with normal trivia this time. Ready?
Yep.
Question 1. So what now released game holds the record for the longest development time?
Now released game.
Yeah, it's
I'm going to steer away from Duke Nukem because I think that's a red herring. Would I be right?
You're right.
Is it Baldur's Gate 3?
Nope. Oh. This surprised me. I had no idea about this.
I think I thought more about the gap between Baldur's Gate 2 and Baldur's Gate 3 rather than the development cycle. When you say now released, are you saying that because it is recently released?
Yes.
Okay, so longer than Duke Nukem, a game that has just released. So if you'd seen it surprised you, it mustn't have been like in all of the sort of media outlets of being like in development hell or anything.
I mean, it might have been, but I was not aware that this game took so long to develop.
Right. A game that's just come out. Is it one of the Final Fantasy remakes or Rebirth?
Nope.
No?
It's, I'll give you a hint. It's a iconic series.
Iconic? Not the God of War?
Nope.
No? I really can't think. I'm not a Scooby. I've had enough guesses, I think.
This surprised me. Mm-hmm. It's Metroid Dread.
Has it been released?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realise it had been released. If I'd heard it come... See, again, I try... This is really bad for someone who makes content on video games and a podcast on video games, but I try to stay away from media of games because I like to play games blind. I don't like to get into the hype of games and then be let down by them, and I don't like to think, I really want to play that game, and I get obviously stuck in development hell. So I didn't know it had been released. Now, I knew that was a decent... What is the length of time it took for that to come out then?
Apparently 16 years.
16 years?
But it's crazy, really, because there's been so many Metroid games in that time.
Yeah.
There's been, like, Metroid Ever M and Metroid... they did, like, the multiplayer one on the 3DS, and they did the Samus Returns one, the remake. So, yeah.
I was 22. Really surprised me. 22 when they started making that game. I'm now 38. Yeah. That is mad.
Because I thought either Duke Nukem Forever or Dead Island 2...
Okay, yeah.
Or Beyond Good and Evil 2, because they always talk about that.
Yeah, game. But it's not been released, hasn't it? You said no release.
No, it hasn't. No. Yeah.
That, I think I'll take it if it ever gets released.
Yeah, maybe.
I can remember seeing cutscenes from that years ago. And obviously there's no rumours of it coming out soon, so it's obviously going to be a few years if it does ever come out before it even comes out at all.
Dead Island 2 is one of my favourite video game trailers. I mean, fuck the game, but...
Is that the backwards one?
No, that's the original. The second one is when it's a guy, he's like a gym bro, and he's running down the street, and the whole world starts collapsing around him.
And he doesn't notice.
It's such a good video game trailer, and it's got a great song with
it. They did it, like, both, because the first one... Is the first one a family in a hotel room, and they get chomped by zombies, but it goes backwards. Like... Yeah. That's a really well known. So they've obviously got some good PR people in there. Shame they haven't got any good game developers.
Yeah,
shame. I take that back. I'm not trying to be mean. It's just. I think the adverts actually probably hyped the games up more than we sort of expected from them, if anything.
Yeah, I think, especially with the first one, they thought it was a very melancholic kind of experience, but it was just kind of a run of the mill open world game.
Yeah.
Anyway, watch the Dead Island 2 trailer. It's so good. Next question. What was the name of the documentary that was all about achieving the high score on Donkey Kong?
King of Kong.
Any more?
Oh, you want the little subtitle as well?
Yeah.
King of Kong. Give us the initials for the subtitle. Howie, give us that.
FOQ.
EFOQ.
Yeah.
EFO. That's a minute.
No. Forget that. Right. It's a kind of play off on words of an old western.
A Fistful of Quarters.
There you go.
Yeah. I've actually met Billy. What's his name? Billy. I keep going to Billy Mays. Who's
Billy Mitchell.
Hi, I'm Billy Mitchell. I went to a gaming market, it's got actually a gaming convention. It's called NERG. Northeast Retro Gaming. I think it's back this next year, actually. It took a year off, but he was there.
He's a right cunt, though, isn't he?
I think it's a character. Like, I was talking to him, and you get the sense he believes a little bit of it, but he's putting a bit of exaggeration on it, because he caught us trying to do the sneaky thing, because he had the table where you had to go up and pay to get, like, a picture. And he had stuff that he had signed. And he was doing, like, in the afternoon, he was doing a talk. And they were selling tickets for that. So he was standing, but no one was going over. I don't think anyone really cared. And I was standing over from him, trying to get a sneaky picture on my phone without him seeing. And he clearly saw me and my cousin. And he saw us doing it. And he just came straight over. And I thought, oh, no. Billy Mitchell's going to rip us a new one here and be like, what the fuck are you doing? You need to pay and stuff like that. And he just started talking, and he was basically on job shill. He was trying to get us to, like, buy stuff from him. But he's a big man. I'm 6'3", and he was taller than me. but he leans into it as well because he had about like, he had like 4-inch Cuban heels on. He had these like boots, and literally, I'm thinking you're probably 6'4", 6'5", and you're wearing like a 2-3 inch or like you're trying to play into this, I'm the big man or whatever. So yeah, that was just a little anecdote.
If you want some good internet gossip, follow his lawsuit with Carl Jobst, who's a YouTube guy who kind of calls out people for cheating on speedruns and things like that. But Billy Mitchell sued him because he made some allegations about him cheating, and then it went to court. And it's just a really interesting story. So, yeah, I'd recommend that. Yeah. I don't think he's a nice bloke, though, Billy Mitchell.
I do think he's playing into it, but I think at the core it's him. I always think of wrestlers, I always think of Stone Cold Steve Austin saying the best characters are ever when it's yourself and you turn it up to 11, and I think that's him. It is him, but he's turned it up a bit to, you know, play on that the personality in the spotlight.
I love that he's like, he's, you know, marketing himself as this like big man and like he's the authority and stuff, and he's got this fucking mullet of a hairdo and this stupid beard, and he wears this tie which is the American flag. I mean, he's like a fucking cartoon character.
He's wore the same thing since he did in the 80s. It's exactly the same whenever you see him. It is.
Anyway, we're getting sidetracked. Congratulations, you got that one right.
50%.
So, question three. Which celebrity claimed he was in the top 20 Diablo players in the world?
Which celebrity? Famous gaming celebrities that I think of. I go to Macaulay Culkin. I've never heard him talk about Diablo. I was watching a thing about him actually talking about his favourite games of all time. He was talking about Mass Effect and stuff. Star Wars Night of the Old Republic. He didn't mention that one. Famous game. The only one I think of is Superman, Henry Cavill. We'll go for Henry Cavill.
I think he plays more World of Warcraft.
I know, and he does Warhammer 40k. I know he plays that tabletop game. It's the only other gamer I could really think of off the top of my head. I'm thinking it's a Northern.
Okay, so the important word here is claimed. It's Elon Musk, and people called him out on it, and it turned out not to be true. I think he was okay.
Yeah.
But he kind of paid people to play for him, then he took all the credit, and then people kind of disputed it. So there
must
you
have a tiny penis.
He's an interesting. That's an enigma.
Build massive rockets for a living and lie about Diablo. He's definitely got a micro penis. Allegedly,
he wants to build a rocket.
He's got the type of money. It doesn't matter how small we are, he could sue the shit out of us. So allegedly, joke, parody, pastiche, whatever stops us going to court. Next question.
Anyway, question four. Name any video game song that has entered the music charts.
Oh, any video game song.
So you have a few options here, if you get any of them.
Is it when it's linked with a video game? Because I remember Mad World being number one at Christmas, and it was on the Gears of War advert. But it's...
All around me I see... Please do not sing this.
Worn out faces.
Well, originally that started off in Donnie Darko.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you're not saying it was in the charts around the time of the game. You're just saying it is from the actual game.
It's from the game. It's video game music that has entered the charts.
Video game music that has entered the chart. It's got to be big series because there's no way the smaller series getting releases. Can I ask the era? Because whether it's released on CD or whether it's downloads is a big thing with this.
Well, you have quite a few options here. There's been quite a few.
Okay. Nothing jumps... the Mortal Kombat song? Do, 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 do.
Nope.
Oh, that definitely got on the charts.
Nope. Not according to my research.
Did you say top 10?
No, just in the charts.
I'm Googling that. Mortal Kombat! Are you saying UK charts?
I don't know.
You don't... Is this more AI slop?
Just the charts. Well, this is why it's such an open-ended question, because you could have multiple things here. So I've actually made it easier for you.
You haven't made it easy if you don't know. And the answer that I gave that is definitely right was definitely in the chart.
Nope.
Techno Syndrome by The Immortals. Techno Syndrome, The Immortals chart. This has definitely got in the chart. There's no way it didn't. Techno Cinema, top charts. Mortal Kombat, the album. Highest position in global chart. Ah, it didn't. It got the number 55 in Australia. And I don't even... Is that Indonesia? I think 49 in Indonesia. Oh, wait a minute. Radio spins. What does radio spins mean?
Who cares? You got the answer wrong.
It got played 6 times on the radio in the United States of America. Just 6.
Oh, call the president.
I'm really surprised by that. And that was just me trying to fill while I thought of other songs, and I can't.
Right, well, you're not going to get it, are you?
So GLaDOS's song at the end of Portal.
No. Okay, so you could have had the Tetris theme. You could have had Snake Eater from Metal Gear Solid 3.
That got on the charts.
Yep.
Oh, I'm happy about that.
You could have had Simple and Clean, which was in Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, it wasn't Dearly Beloved got in the charts.
Simple and Clean, apparently. Mm. And there was an Imagine Dragons song, but ugh. Not sure what game.
There's your view on them. Right. Never mind. Next question. Okay.
So far you've got one right.
Yeah, one out of three. Yeah, go.
So you've got to get this one right to have any hope of coming out looking cool. In what game would you find the inscription L is real 2401?
That is... Well, is it actually in the game, or is it just what people think the smudgy pixels in Mario 64 says?
Hey, he's got it.
And that's why everyone thought Luigi was in the game. They had to collect a set amount of coins or something, didn't they?
Yeah, urban myth. One of the more famous ones. If you go out into the garden in Peach's Castle, you'll see a fountain which has a squiggle on it, which people thought meant L is real 2401, and they thought it meant that Luigi was in the game if they collected enough coins. But it was a lie. So didn't matter. So you got 2 out of 5.
This is the deal breaker.
I think we're back to... Well, I haven't got any more, so yeah.
Oh. All right. Okay, well, we'll say that 50% is a passing mark if you're at university, isn't it? Yay.
Yeah, but you're below 50%, so it doesn't matter.
No, I got 2 out of 2? 2 out of 4?
2 out of 5.
Oh, right, okay. Well.
So we're back to, how am I supposed to know that? Okay. Rather than, I think I know that.
Go on then, give us. You can change the theme tune based on how I do. Go on, give us our outro.
We'll close it out then. Da, 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 da. Would you mind if I interrupted?
Are you shitting me?
Pardon?
Are you shitting me? 26 no. Episodes, I thought we had playful banter, and you just think I just interrupt you.
You even say it constantly throughout this podcast. You're very self-aware. Yeah, I've got better.
I've got a certificate which proves why I do it.
Okay. Is this a medical certificate?
It is.
Okay.
It's a big symptom of ADHD is interrupting. So you're having to go at my medical deficiencies.
Well, shall I do it again then?
No, you're all right. Let's move on. So
well,
last...
No, 'cause you've made it really awkward now.
I know. That's good.
No, it's not.
It is. People like to hear other people flounder. This is why people watch Alan Partridge, for the awkwardness. Okay, we're on the same par, creative-wise, as Alan Partridge. I can't find my script. There we are. So, last week we started to tier list some video games consoles. We put it up on our Instagram and our TikTok. Some lovely feedback on there, all seeing how right I am and how wrong Boxy is. Let's not go any more into that. And what we are going to do is continue our tier listing. So far we have in the S tier, SNES. I was very, very lenient and let Boxy have it in there. We had Xbox 360 is great. In Orchaic tier, we had Xbox, Series X, and Nintendo Entertainment System, the NES. In shit, we had Xbox One, and we have nothing in worst of all time. Maybe it'll show up today. But what we are going to start with today is the N64. Now, a system I loved, but I have heard you say, Boxy, that you watched a video about someone saying how the N64 was really shit when you think about it.
Yeah, it kind of opened my eyes a little bit. And I love the N64, and I don't think it belongs anywhere near the OK or shit tiers. I think it's at least good or S tier. But they were just saying that for the time it came out, with the tech that was available, they were massively behind the times. Because mm-hmm. like PlayStation brought out the CDs, and CD in itself was kind of taking off, but N64 was kind of wallowing in cartridges, and not many people kind of bought, not many like developers bought into N64.
Yeah, the third party was, yeah, it was terrible.
Because PlayStation was like the new kid on the block and had so much more potential. Well, and like, yeah, you could argue that it's quality, not quantity. N64 didn't actually have a lot of games, but the games they did put out were pretty fucking special.
Yeah.
And they did set the benchmark for kind of the 3D platformer, the collectible and so on. I mean, you could argue that the controller was a huge mistake and it only worked for that kind of 3D platformer movement, i.e. Super Mario 64, Banjo-Kazooie, Conker's Bad Fur Day. Everything else just had to kind of pander to it and work around it, and didn't really work all that well.
I always think with this controller, people always go into it. For me, like, in my mind, they were obviously behind, and they didn't. Like, if you think about it, this came out at the same time as the PlayStation. The original PlayStation controller didn't have any thumbsticks on it. So
no.
It was ahead of that, and then obviously PlayStation came out with the dual thumbsticks, which is obviously what we moved on to now. I always think the Nintendo 64 controllers give a lot of guff, when actually, I don't think it was even realised as much by the developers. It was two pads. Obviously, people go, well, how are you supposed to hold it? There's a third one. You held it with a thumbstick and your hands on the C buttons and the A and B, or you held it with the D pad, and it was sort of giving you the option to do the two, with obviously the sort of nearsightedness of not thinking you would need both the thumbstick and the sort of D-pad. How do you do that? But I don't think you should get that as bad a guff. It was hard to use. And I had sores in the middle of my palms off playing games like Mario Party and International Track and Field, doing the hammer throw and stuff like that. And I think because of that, and little things that dropped the ball on, like Final Fantasy VII was going to be out in the N64. Until they chose cartridges, and they were just like, there is no way we can make what we want to make on this. And obviously, it moved over to PlayStation. The rest is history. So for me, I love it. Ocarina of Time, Majora's Masks, Mario 64, Conker's Bad Fur Day, even like the Mario, start of Mario Party, Mario Tennis, Mario Golf, those games and stuff. Perfect Dark, GoldenEye. It can't go in S tier because of, like I say, I also played Resident Evil 2. The N64 version, which compared to the PS1 version was shit. It was terrible. Them limitations for me put it down to great. It can't go higher.
I agree. And I think for that reason, you know, I think if you had the third-party support where they were putting out games which went across PlayStation and N64, you would always go for PlayStation just because it was better. I remember, I think I had Toy Story 2 on N64, but it was appalling.
Yeah.
And I ended up buying it on PlayStation just so I could get like a better quality of it. But it's a shame because the games, which was just solely Nintendo,
amazing.
Diddy Kong Racing, Legend of Zelda, were perfect. You know, they were great. So, it's one of those things which is like a real shame because I think it could be the best Nintendo console if it just kind of was slightly better, but I would say put it in great.
The next one is one I think is going to ruffle flat feathers because it's the Nintendo GameCube, and I think it should go in shit.
Ooh. I wouldn't
and I'll
go
tell
that
you
far.
why. Let's talk about the things that we've just said moved the N64 down. I think they did the similar things on GameCube, going on a disc, but going on the mini discs for whatever reason. We're at the point where we're a PS2 now. There was no sort of like DVD into it. I do really like the pad on a GameCube. I do. The third party games weren't there or were better on other systems. Wind Waker is good, but it's no Ocarina of Time or Majora's Mask. Mario Sunshine is no Mario 64. You know what I mean? Your new IPs, Pikmin, good, not blow me cock off. And for me, because that, it's got to go shit.
I think hearing that, I'm a bit more on board. I would say I was thinking more kind of okay tier, but the Nintendo GameCube, I think, is similar to the Wii U. I mean, that's not a detriment to it, but it's a time when they were trying to figure shit out.
Yeah.
And it was the kind of gateway console where they didn't know what they were doing. They were trying to experiment with a lot of things. A lot of, like, original ideas, I would say. Like, Super Mario Sunshine is not the best Mario game, but I'd say it's one of the more interesting ones. I think Resi 4...
Yeah, but in the same way, like, if you looked... walked into a pizzeria and there was a pepperoni pizza and a pizza covered in shit, you'd look at the pizza with shit and go, that's interesting, but you're not eating
it,
are you?
Oh, that's a bit harsh. I see Super Mario Sunshine has great ideas. It's just like, doesn't all come together in the same way as Galaxy or Super Mario 64. But Resident Evil 4 started on the GameCube. I mean, that's arguably one of the greatest games of all
time. Yeah, but then again, it comes down to Nintendo thing of, oh yes, we've got this Resident Evil 4, it's an exclusive for the GameCube, and then it just wasn't. I moved over to any other system you can get it on.
I think that kind of what gives it the edge, really. So I think you're being a little bit harsh, but...
I gave you SNES in Super
you
Fantastic.
You did, yeah. I mean, Eternal Darkness came out on the GameCube.
I have Eternal Darkness, and I've not played it yet, and I'm thinking that I might play it soon on stream.
Mario Kart Double Dash, people love that game. Super Mario Brothers Melee, no, Super Smash Brothers, sorry. Mm-hmm. That is like, people still play that game competitively.
Yeah, but they need to touch grass.
That's what the kids say.
For that reason, I'm in the shit tier. Just for that statement.
Okay, I'll let you put it in the shit tier.
Okay, so I will let you do the initial tier rank and then of the Nintendo Wii.
You know what? I think the Wii needs to go in at least good tier.
At least good. I think it could edge S.
I mean, there were so many games for the Wii. Like, you go into any CEX and the Wii section is just overflowing with shit.
Yeah.
But, like, the games that they actually thought about and put a lot of time into are phenomenal. Wii Sports.
And people think of Wii Sports and the Wii Fit boards, not obviously the best games of all time, but like of all the different things I've done. But then you've got Super Mario Galaxy, Galaxy 2, just a great platformer coming from obviously the GameCube.
Mad World.
And if I think back of times that I've had with different consoles and stuff like that, me and you have both mentioned it. It got everybody involved in gaming in the family that you haven't had before. And I think there are so many people out there who probably have amazing video game memories, the gamers themselves, but they have those core memories on the Wii and no other systems. And for me, is sitting down playing those games, having fun, is that not what games should be?
Yeah, very wholesome way of putting it. Yeah, I agree. I think, yeah, it should be S-tier.
My inner child is fuming that we now have two Nintendo consoles in the Super Fantastic column, but I will allow it.
Can't argue that Nintendo is not a really good company, even though they have dropped the ball slightly on a few occasions.
By the devil, but they've done some good things, haven't they? Well, I'll let you do the next one on your own, because I've never played it. Wii U.
S. I mean, they're shit tier.
We have one underneath shit, you know, worst of all time.
Well,
we could put it in there, and if there's... Because are we going to only have one in the worst of all time?
I think so.
Okay,
I mean, it depends what's coming up.
Well, why don't we put that one there, and then we can change it if we think, actually, this is worse, we'll move that to shit.
I mean, if you've got, like, the 3DO or the Virtual Boy or something like that coming up, then, or the Tiger
no,
console.
I'm saying from the Lynx and the Hyperscan and all, I'm sticking with the mainline consoles, like the main ones that came out. So we'll put it in worst of all time and we'll see if it stays there by the end of the episode.
It's a shame. It is a shame because, like, there... was a good idea in the Wii, it just wasn't is what the Wii U should have been, and fair play to Nintendo for going through that mistake to realize what should have happened in the first place. But you know, in terms of games, but like Bayonetta 2 and Super Mario 3D World, like
nothing. So what about the Nintendo Switch? I'm a new purveyor of the Nintendo Switch. I only got one like a year and a bit ago. I've not played loads with it, but it has got me back into sort of gaming on the go a little bit, which is not something I really do. And I did it a little bit as a kid with a Game Boy Advance, Game Boy, and a little bit of DS. But like, I took it on holiday, played Super Mario Odyssey.
I love it. I wouldn't say it was S tier, but I think Nintendo kind of figured out what they needed to do as part of like video game evolution.
I would say great. I mean, we're not going to have the Nintendo Switch 2-1.
I don't understand. I haven't got my head around Nintendo Switch 2 yet. I don't see what the evolution is other than it's more powerful.
It just looks like the Switch has had an anaphylactic shock, doesn't it? It just looks a bit bigger.
The Switch 1 has just had a patch. That's the only thing I can compare it to. It's like the controllers snap on a little bit
better.
Well,
that's a generation ahead, so I haven't got that one on the list, so we're not going with that one.
Okay.
Next one, we have... OG PlayStation PS1.
Great, I would say.
I've got to agree with you. I thought you might have went for greatest of all time. Some people are going to come at us in the comments, you know, for putting PlayStation in great and the Nintendo Wii in super. But I agree with you. Great franchises started on it. Your Metal Gear Solid... Obviously, Metal Gear Solid series started on there. Tekken, just so many great games.
I think it's just a case of looking at those games now. Like, there are a few where you can play and still have a good time. Like, Crash Bandicoot still hold up, in my opinion. I think the Spyros do.
I would rather go back and play a Mega Drive game than a PlayStation game.
I think it's just because it was the first foray into that, you know, 3D.
And there was Find the Feet,
and so on.
Which, because I think you might agree with me. The next one is obviously the PlayStation 2. For me, that's where they found the feet. That has to go in S tier.
PlayStation 2, I think, is the greatest console of all time.
Yeah, it is amazing. Like, for me, I think Xbox 360 is up there with it, but you won't allow it. So I would agree. For me, PlayStation 2 has got just the library of games they had. The fact I had DVD player in it. I know, obviously, we're talking about the games, but that was a main selling point of the console. Like, it was huge.
Just the jump as well from PS1 to PS2, significantly different in every way, like a proper upgrade. And that's what people wanted.
Yeah,
it was like, wow, this is like the future.
So let's just move over the next one quickly. We'll put the PS3 in shit, and we will
move on to back up.
What?
PS3. Isn't great.
No, it is not in great. I refuse. Right, I've said shit. You said great. We have to settle on okay. It can't go in great. The Xbox 360 is far better than the PlayStation 3. There cannot be. The N64, far better than the PlayStation 3 as a generation. Same with PS1. The PS1 absolutely ruled that era. PS3 didn't.
I disagree.
No, it didn't.
We have to go back to it. PlayStation are so good at exclusive games.
I don't care. Xbox 360 won that era. Just with everything. Let's talk about the console, the UI, bringing in achievements from the start, which obviously they eventually copied, and things like that. it cannot be in great.
Well, you say, let's compare. You always talk about the fucking UI. Like, who cares about the UI?
Because we're talking about the video game consoles. Of course, we're talking about the... Like, if you're talking about games, most of the consoles these days play the same games. So the user interface and how you use it and how you interact with it is the main part of the console. Once the game starts, it's the same game on most consoles now.
Well, no, because especially in that era, like, PlayStation had its own games, and so did the Xbox 360. Yeah. And PlayStation smashed out of the water with all their games compared to what Xbox was bringing to the table.
And you know that I love The Last of Us and I love Uncharted, but it can't, right? God, it's going okay. It's going in okay.
God of War.
It's going in okay.
Infamous.
It can't, it's going in okay, because you've said great and I've said shit. That is a compromise. You're not bending me over a barrel this time. I'm doing the list. You can't control it. It's going in okay. PS4 can go in great.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
PS4.
I think PS4 is underrated, personally.
You think?
Yeah, I honestly think. I think PS4 has some fantastic games.
PS4 is better than PS5 has been so far.
Yeah, I agree.
Just like you say, game choice. The UI is amazing on the PS4. So are we going to say PS5's in okay then?
Yep. I think this generation has been quite disappointing so far.
It has. I think the system's great. I think the stuff that they've brought in, haptic feedback, more of a novelty, hasn't really been used in the generation, has it? But like you say, it's the games, isn't it? And most of the games have been remakes and reboots rather than new IPs.
And sequels.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Right, okay, we'll put it there then. Quick roundup of where we are. We've got in S tier, super fantastic, PlayStation 2, SNES and Wii. In great, we have 360, robbed. N64, Nintendo Switch, PS1 and PS4. In okay, we have Xbox, NES, Xbox Series X, PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 5. In shit, we've got Xbox One and GameCube. Come at me. And in worst of all time so far, we have got the Nintendo Wii U. And can I just say, anyone in the comments who complains and says, it wasn't called the PS1, it was called the PlayStation. Right, there was a version that came out with it that was a little bit smaller, and it was called the PS1. Secondly, the reason we call a PS1 now is because it's now a PS2, PS3, PS4, and PS5. And unlike Microsoft's name and department, who couldn't hit a cow's ass with a banjo, they made it nice and simple so you know which game is which. And now that we have this, nobody goes around saying, oh, it wasn't World War One, we called it the Great War. Yes, but there's two now, so we need to know which one we're talking about, Doris. So fuck off. So it's the PS1, like it.
Okay. It sounds like you got yourself all wound up over something.
Oh, because people
clearly something's happened in the past.
People keep putting on me videos. It's not PS1, it's just PlayStation. Fuck off. Right, I'm too angry now. I can't do the rest of the games. I can't do the rest
Surely
of the
we've
games.
Got to be, there can't be many more, can there?
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Jesus Christ. Seriously?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
8 more consoles. And 9, actually. 9. I am going to pop in, not all handhelds, but I'm going to pop in some of the biggest handhelds of all time in there. So, we're going to leave it there. We're going to leave it at where we've got the minute. I will take a picture. We will pop it up on our Instagram, 30-something-gamers, 30-something-gamers, our TikTok, YouTube. We don't know if there's videos up yet, because it's the future you're living in. We're recording this before it's went out. Hopefully, there will be some episodes going up. But let us know, would you have ranked the consoles where we are? I feel like we're going to get lots of shouts at us in the comments for this one.
It depends what people grew up with. That's what it boils down to. Like, if someone grew up with a GameCube, they're going to be like, no, it belongs in the S tier.
I think if you're a well-adjusted, logical human being, that's not true. Because I think you'll be surprised at where I want to put the Mega Drive.
Oh, are you going to put it in, like, medium or something?
We'll just have to wait and see. That's what we call a little teaser. You're on tenterhooks.
Tickling my balls.
Yeah. Anyway, end of the episode. Let's go to our amazing, lovely video Busters. No, it's not Video Busters. It's Game Busters. So good, we forget the name. It blinds us with its goodness. And last week's, the cryptic clue to try and guess the video game name was Miss Goody, this is the land you have conquered. Did you have any clues at all?
The only bit I got was the first bit, which I think is two shoes.
As in Goody Two Shoes?
Yeah.
Okay, I get you.
That's wrong, though, I guess.
Yeah,
is it?
It's wrong. It's wrong.
There's Miss Goody.
If there's
Jade.
Oh, Jade there we go. If there's anyone listening who isn't in the UK, you probably don't know who Jade Goody is, so I apologise. She won Big Brother. Did she win it? She was on it.
She was an infamous contestant.
Yeah, she got very, very famous on the show. Why infamous? You talk like she's Stalin?
Well, the first time she was in, the one time she went in, she got done for like racist behaviour.
Ah, second time. Yeah. But we can't speak of her. Yes. Let's not open that can of worms. Yes, so it is Jade.
Jade Empire.
Yay! Jade's Empire. Miss hey. Goody, this is the land you have conquered. Do you like that one?
Well, it's interesting because like you say these things when I first hear them, I don't know what the fuck he's on about. But then when you read them back to me and I can kind of, my head sort of straightens out a little bit and I can get to the answer. So, yeah, I'm all for that.
It's growing on you. It's growing on you. It's like moss. Anyway, this clue, get it written down so you're ready to answer it for next episode. And if you know this, as always, put it in the comments on Spotify, Amazon, Apple Music, or put on the Instagram, 30-something gamers, or on the YouTube, or on the TikTok. I'm shilling it because we've just started them. These will die down. Anyway, it is, this gazpacho is disgusting. I'd rather a lad made of beef.
Okay. Ready?
This gazpacho is disgusting. I'd rather a lad made of beef. And that's your
Game Buster. I know what it is.
Okay, well, tell me off air and I'll tell you whether you're right. If you know what it is, like I say, drop us a comment, let us know. But thank you so much for joining us on this lovely adventure. Any passing final thoughts, quarter of the day you want to give Boxy? I put you on the spot. Let's see how you handle it.
The answer.
I will edit that out. Viewers who you're listening now, he's just given me the answer for the Rockbuster. He's a dickhead. Bye.
Bye.